Info's News Today.
Thursday, November 20th, 2025. And to say that this is an emergency transmission is an understatement. Don't forget the Democrats, the deep state, tried to kill Trump twice that we know of. They did some type of chemical attack as well in Arizona, made a bunch of people seriously ill. And they're in deep trouble. And so they have been constantly, before he got reelected, once he was reelected, saying that any orders he gives the military are illegal, that the Border Patrol and ICE arresting illegal aliens is illegal, that the military should rise up and fight back. They tried to cook up a coup that James O'Keefe and other undercovers caught as well inside the Pentagon right as he was getting back into office, and then no one was prosecuted. This is with top generals. So when Trump was shown yesterday evening the video that we started the show with yesterday, the Podesta plan, top Democrat senators and House members and intelligence operatives saying, don't abandon ship in the deep state, keep fighting, and don't follow Trump's orders. They're illegal. Well, the orders he's given so far are not illegal. They're constitutional. But they're implying that and saying don't follow those orders because they know massive indictments are looming. Trump calls for Dems to be executed. Hang them. Now, what he actually did was repost people's post and was just simply said seditious behavior punishable by death. That's what it is in the law. This is really bad and dangerous to our country. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. Seditious behavior from traitors. Lock them up. President DJT. So they've escalated up to this point. They've got the Podesta plan for uprisings. Then when he calls up the military, they'll say it's illegitimate. Then in their plans, they convince the military to turn against Trump and kill him. They made a movie about it called Civil War that they produced 2.5 years ago, they released last year for the election. So this is what they're doing. And this is where we're going. And now we have the Democrats completely flipping out. They're the ones constantly saying he's Hitler, he's Napoleon, he's a king, drive him out, take him out. You got Mudd of the CIA, Phil Mudd, saying the CIA is going to kill this guy. You know about all these statements. Joint leadership statement about Donald Trump's death threats against Democrat members. I know he was saying within the law, under the law for treason, that's what it is. You'll have to be indicted. You'll have to be arrested, indicted. You'll have to be tried. But that's where we've always known this is going because you guys never give up. This is a collision course. This is a death battle. This is the second American Revolution. If we don't succeed here, it's over. And they will cut all your sons' penises off. That's their religion. Literally. We'll be right back.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped. with the sea moss, because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The desperate Democrat, globalist deep state, knows their criminal system is being dismantled. They are in total cornered rat mode, and they understand that they'll be defeated unless they can manipulate some type of civil war. So they continue to make all these threats and have the military needs to coup Trump. This is a guy that already got shot. And so Trump comments on Truth Social post and says, yes, it's true. If you're found guilty of treason, that's what they're calling for. You're executed by being hung to death. They've been calling for him to be tried for treason and hung. So they put out their rhetoric. He puts out his. It's all pushing towards this total confrontation. Punishable by death. Trump floats execution for Democrats who urge soldiers to disobey legal orders. No, they keep saying all his orders are illegal. Resist. ICE. National Guard, they say it's all illegal. Resist. The mayors say resist. Fight back. People are shooting up the Border Patrol and ICE facilities. They're killing people. They're the ones doing it. They're the ones that turn the heat up. They're the ones where we have the Podesta plan, where the Democrats have briefed publicly on their official plan to trigger this. Now, here's some exclusive news that's very important and also very heartening. You know, we have a special guest coming up in the second hour, Mark Mitchell, who is hands down recognized as the best pollster in the world, the most accurate rate out there. And for a few months, he said, Trump's sliding. Here are the issues. It's mainly messaging. This is a big problem. And last week, we issued an emergency warning to the White House, and then he got a call a few days later and was summoned to the White House and met for hours with all the top people, including the president. They basically had a cabinet meeting with him, the vice president, the president, all the other key people. And it was the advice I gave. It was the advice that Mitchell gave. And you can then see in much of Trump's messaging, he was there in the meeting for 45 minutes, him changing some of it, which is good. And bringing Elon back. That was the main message. Don't just say you're friends and let him have the NASA head. Obviously, he knows what he's doing there. Bring him back in, get Doge fired back up. The deep state blocked him, including some Republicans. And now, members of Congress, Republicans have come out, like Tim Burchett, and said, oh, yeah, the deep state ran Elon out, so Elon's being brought back. And it's not about the power of this broadcast. It's the power of truth. And so I'm making the point here in live time, Trump needs to be specific that this is under law. If convicted of treason, they get executed, and that's what we're talking about. And now you see that's on Truth Social. So I have gotten this information to the president, but it really hasn't sunk in. He needs to have press conferences about the Podesta plan. He needs to get up like he did when they had the South African leader there denying there was genocide. And Trump just played a 5-minute video showing all the genocide and admissions and it shut them down. We could put a five-minute video together of the Democrats saying they're going to trigger a civil war, their plan, how they're going to blame it on Trump. And this is the official Democrat plan, which I know I've talked about until your ears bleed. It's because I knew this would end up being the big one. Trump goes on, hang them, George Washington would. So Trump is on the warpath here. He understands this is all existential. They brought out, you know, the new Epstein file stuff, and all it's doing is blowing up in Democrats' faces. But they don't care if they get collateral damage. They just want to have a bunch of innuendo. And Trump's messaging on Epstein's been F-minus overall. And some of the messaging on the economy's not been good either. But if he gets that turned around, we could turn this around very, very, very quickly. But it is very heartening. And Mark Mitchell's on coming up in about 50 minutes. Very, 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 very heartening that the White House saw that interview, saw that report on X, and this was the vice president called and asked him to come there, and they came and said, yeah, you need to listen to this. And you notice he's been saying this for months. Now it's the big story this week about the plunging poll numbers, which we were warning about with Mitchell a couple months ago, a month ago, and last week. Remember, we're tomorrow's news today. Who do I associate with? Who do I talk to? People that are accurate, people that have integrity, people that are truthful. The corporations and the major media can tell the truth too. They don't want to. They want to lie. I mean, I know everybody knows this. MSM media, you know, corporate media has maybe a 9% approval rating, 7% approval rating, depending on the poll. The only thing more unpopular is Anthony Fauci. Congress is in the single digits as well. But you just have to let that sink in, folks, that it shows, though, how real Trump is and how accessible he is and how there's a battle over policy, and Trump's listening to the wrong people. And Mark will talk about the meeting. It was hours and hours long with basically the cabinet. He can't get into some of the specifics. But to all of you white pillars that say, oh, the White House is Mount Olympus, you don't know anything about it. Oh, there's no... I get calls every week, people thanking me in the White House for advice I'm giving and things we're targeting and things we're doing. The president's called and thanked me, you know, before, after the show and things like that. So this is the real world, okay? This isn't imaginary Q stuff, okay? This is the real world. Trump is not invincible. He doesn't have all the perfect ideas. He has to go through all these people. Some of them, they're stabbing him in the back. And so that's why not just me, but you, all of us have to put in our two cents about where we see things going and our view of what's unfolding. That's what a free, open country is. We're not the Democrats that are a cult that just follow orders. And I know I harp on this a lot, but this is a big deal. And then you've got all the black pillars who think everything is doom and everything is gloom and everybody's corrupt and there's nobody good. That's not true. There are a lot of good people in government, corporations, and life, from the lowest levels to the highest levels, not just here but around the world. There's a lot of people that have been mercenaries and gone along with the system, but now they see it's all coming to an end and it's extremely dangerous, so they want to save things and reform things. So we've got a very good chance of saving civilization if we get with the program. And to blocking the globalists, we're at the tip of the spear, but it also comes to creating new cultures and new ideas and an alternative to the globalist system. We also are leading in that area. That's why the bad guys want us off the air. Theater kids in Congress urge military to disobey commander-in-chief. You can refuse illegal orders. You must refuse illegal orders. You can refuse illegal orders. And they go on to say you're being given illegal orders. That's not true. But they're trying to manipulate people in the military, intelligence agencies, the government, to decide it's illegal, with the corporate media constantly saying all the orders are illegal, to get a literal mutiny or sedition against the commander-in-chief and the elected representative of the people. And that's the government, people in the government, the senators and House members and others are trying to get a revolt and a mutiny against you. Against me. It's out of control. It's been exposed. It knows it's in trouble. And so it's making its move. So Mark Mitchell is going to be joining us. Again, some of the listeners got really mad when I had him on. They're like, that guy's gloom and doom, and he didn't know what he's talking about. Come on. We know fake polls and we see them. We know how they do push polls. We know manipulation polls. There's different types. That's not Mark Mitchell. Plus, I talk to the public on the ground, on the air, around the country. I see other aggregate numbers and things. The grocery store, church, the gym. People are getting pissed at Trump, and I keep hearing about the bad messaging, not even so much the policy. And people want action. They want more indictments, and Trump understands that. So you won't just get a breakdown of Trump trying to course correct, but also the latest poll numbers. He always gives us new stuff that hasn't even broke yet. That's coming up next hour in just about 43 minutes. Please take the live feed of the Alex Jones Show that you're watching on Rumble and of my broadcast on X at Real Alex Jones and share it. The local AM stations you're listening to and FM, share it. That's how we reach more people. This is really important information in this attempt for civil war. Saying Trump's a dictator is coming to a head, and some would say he's been baited into this, and it's a mistake. No, the gloves are off. They tried to kill him. They've been calling for violence forever. They are traitors. They don't want the country to even exist, and Trump is right. Seditious behavior, if convicted, is punishable by death. This is really bad and dangerous to our country. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. Seditious behavior from the traitors, lock them up. President DJT. And what do I always say to General Flynn, to the president, and to everybody else, and on air? What would George Washington do if people were doing things like this when he was president? What would Abraham Lincoln do? Let's pull that post back up where Trump says, what would George Washington do to these traitors? That's the question. Well, we know what Abraham Lincoln faced with this exact thing did. And so that's where we're going here, and history is repeating. Hang them, George Washington would. Seditious behavior, punishable by death. That's Trump's response to P7-8. So that's where we are. And it ties into everything else that's going on. And if you don't feel the palpable danger, I was talking to the crew just a few days ago. We were all agreeing, like, you can feel it. It's going down. It, you can just, there's electricity in the air. You can see it. And the Democrats, the Islamists, the left, not just here around the world, they're all making their moves right now. Because they know the West is starting to wake up and starting to fight for its life. And then we've got all the latest Epstein stuff, which is exactly what I said it would be. But it's really blown up in their face. We'll be getting into all of that. We have a bunch of other really, really special guests as well, including in studio. But first, this has been out probably 6 months, but it's powerful. And I explained it to the globalists. I want them to understand it. You've awakened the terrible giant. And you think on this collision course that when you finally force what you think is a civil war, that somehow, because the corporate media is going to call Trump Hitler, that the American people aren't going to side with him. They are 100% going to side with Trump. Now, the question is, at that point, will operatives in the White House slip him poison in his Diet Coke and kill him? See, when if this goes physical, Trump has to understand they've got up-close assassins already around him. He has to go to a bunker when this kicks off, if it does. And I'm sorry, literally be in a communications room and only have very trusted people around him. So this is a real war, folks. And if we have to use the military and all this has to go down, I know there's already protocols for it, but Trump just can't help himself. You're going to have to go into the bunker for a few months. and you think these people around you, you think you can trust them? They've got people with poison right now, guaranteed in the White House. They think they're heroes, or they've been blackmailed, or they're paid off. And so this is bad. And I'll leave it at that. But here's the terrible giant. I'm going to come back and go into all the news. We are the number one hated and attacked media organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, little bitty, and people he knew signing them. You really couldn't tell who they were. And I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went, boom. And he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you're not looking for fights, but you've been in a few. You learn, you hesitate, somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you. You're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning. And you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know people will knock you upside the head really hard and like sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat, then they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I love it because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed them. We've drawn them out of their rat holes. To do all of this, the Soros scum and the Soros DA and just all of them, they're filth. They're disgusting tyrants. Just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light and they've got their illuminators on and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Their attacks on Trump, their lawfare, their all the criminal activity, how'd that work out for them? They were dumb enough to brag, remember, everywhere. It'll be over for Trump when this mugshot comes out in Georgia. We're finally getting it. Every channel, remember? It's the end, the mugshot, the mugshot, the mugshot. And then Trump nails it with a beyond Clint Eastwood, badass American Eagle gaze of total defiance that everybody looks at and knows deep down, that's the alpha male, that's the badass, that's the defiant real person. You can't fake that look. And then when they shot him, you got even more of that look, except the lips pulled down and the teeth bared and the eyes bugging out. Yes, yes, we get to see who's really who at times like this, don't we? And now the bad guys are going to find out who's really who, aren't you? Because the veneer of civilization is burning off. And all the posers and all the thugs and all the bullies who thought they had this country on its knees and cowed are now just beginning to understand that they have awoken the terrible giant!
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
You notice everything I've predicted is now starting to come true. And I'm not happy about that. I've been predicting things that come true over and over again, studying history, doing my research, having a deep grasp on this and the sources all over the place so I can get intel at different angles to come to my analysis points. The world is at a crossroads deciding what the future will be for humanity. The debt bubble is impossible to continue to inflate much longer. The governments of the world have by and large decided to go to austerity and totalitarianism. And that's the Great Reset. And Trump, though not perfect, is 180 degrees opposed to the ideas of the Great Reset. And getting us out of the climate accords and the global carbon tax is a death knell to the entire system they had planned, where everything you do is track, trace, tax, controlled. Just that alone is beyond wonderful. And so they have to defeat our revolution or they're done. So I'm going to go to break, come back with the TV ad the Democrats put out, calling for an armed revolt, calling for a military coup, because, you know, Trump's a dictator. And then Trump says, actually trying to organize that is what's illegal. And they flip out. I got the Democrats' statement here. But before I go to break, I'm just going to say this to you, and I'm going to leave it at this. I don't ask for support when it isn't desperately needed. We have great products regardless. But with all the stuff going on with the battle to shut down InfoWars and setting up the new network backups and all of it, we have shortfalls right now. And they're going to have now a state auction, and I don't think it'll probably be fair, but who knows? We'll see. And so if the good guys can buy this place, we just continue on, and it's wonderful. Now the website and the studio and now the new studios, and it's all great. We're going to expand, and it's going to be amazing. I just won't be the owner of the new system. I don't think that's going to happen to you. No, we're shut down sometime next month, maximum early January is what we've been told. Okay? Well, in the interim, though, people hear that, and they go, well, I'm not going to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the great fish oil that's the highest quality, highest rated, or the great turmeric or whatever, because it's shut down anyways. No. Then we won't have the money for payroll and operating because there's no extra money in there. And then we shut down just because of that. So this is a balancing thing we've got to do. So big sale over at InfoWarsStore.com, and that goes to run this operation. And then separately, the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com that is the main funder of InfoWars now and the Alex Jones Network. So it's imperative. Plus the products are over the top, insanely good. So we're launching this now. It's Friday, November 21st. Starting today, every order placed will receive a free buy one, get one free deal. You know, I'm so blown away by all the news and stuff right now. I'm going to come back and tell you about this. This is the biggest sell ever. Wait till I get to it. But folks, you understand what's going on. I mean, you understand this isn't a Netflix show. This isn't entertainment. This is real, okay? This country's going into total revolution. Ladies and gentlemen, our ultramethylene blue is the best medical grade there is. It's so good for your body. We have nothing but rave reviews. It is so crazy good. But even if you buy it and don't like it, which we've had out of like 500 people I've given it to, three didn't have any effect. Every person on air I've given it to absolutely loves it. And it's so good for you. Super energy, within 30 minutes, no letdown, and you even sleep better on it. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. We have the best at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have all the other great products. I know Irish Sea Moss doesn't sound sexy, or Shilajit doesn't, or bovine colostrum. Whatever's the best, whatever's the highest rated, whatever absolutely delivers, that's what we sell. So take action now. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. A lot of limited edition shirts, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters are also there at thealexjonesstore.com. And even if the globalists shut down InfoWars, which they got a state receiver trying to do right now, we're fighting in court. Whatever. We got the Alex Jones Network that's owned by Bigley that I don't own, and the AlexJonesStore.com that I don't own. I'll just be the news director there. They can't shut that down. So you're keeping us on air at the same time getting incredible products. Folks, you are missing out. I'm not a hype man. They said the best salesmen sell good products. Well, I sell the best. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now because we have a sale running from now, Tuesday, November 18th, when I'm saying this live on air, until Monday, November 24th at midnight. Every order, on top of all the other discounts that are there, gets $10 at checkout. Just at checkout, when you hit checkout, $10 comes off. And that means if you're buying a ball cap or a t-shirt or a $20 bottle of probiotic that's excellent, it's crazy. For the next week only, add any of our amazing products to your cart and you will get an additional 10% automatically applied at checkout. Best-selling products, Ultramethylene Blue, cleanest, strongest, medical grade formula, bovine colostrum, the best, 2,000 milligram per scoop. Don't know about it? You should look into it. We got the best. Ultimate Sea Moss. Don't know about it? Look into it. We have the best. It's like 40 milligrams per serving of two gummies or the capsules. That's like a giant bowl of Irish Sea Moss. Talk about, you think spinach is good for Popeye? Well, this is like spinach to the infinity. Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Detox. Incredible. Everybody should be taking that. It's all there. Shilajit capsules, all there. And if you're a VIP, you sign up, $30 a month, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. Special deal, special offer, special sales. So if you buy anything on the store, become a VIP. And if you're worried about stuff selling out, which stuff sometimes sells out for like 6 months. One time, sold out of the Irish Sea Moss 6 months. Because we have the highest standards, it's hard to get the ingredients. You sign up for AutoShip, they hold it back for you, and you get 50% off of the future order. You can cancel anytime. So it's not much of a commitment when you become a VIP or a subscriber. You can cancel anytime. You just get all the benefits. But we know it's so good when you get it, you'll reorder. We have an 80%+ reorder on the Methylene Blue. Nobody has that.
Welcome to thealexjonesstore.com, the home of real solutions. Fuel your day with Ultimate Burn and Ultra Methylene Blue. Replenish and recharge with Ultimate Sea Moss or delicious Shilajit gummies. Stay sharp, stay stylish with our t-shirts and sweatshirts. Perfect for any season. Don't wait. Tap into real gear and real supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. Power up today.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Everything coming together, the different pieces I see here, I know exactly what's going on. I know the different scenarios. I know how to beat the globalist. I know what cards they have in their hand. I'm not sure exactly how they're going to play them and when, but I know what their different moves are. It's like I'm a football coach, you know, Belichick, and I've stolen their playbooks and everything, and I know their hand signs and their calls, but I'm not sure which play they're going to play till right when it happens. But we've still got a major edge on their ass, okay? And I am having an anxiety attack right now, which I rarely have. First time I had one in high school, I'd ask my mom what it was. And so I just hope you understand that's the gravity of this right now, okay? And I don't know how I get it across to people, the urgency and the danger. The globalists plan to collapse everything. There'll be a depression forever. Things only get worse. It is a hell world they're building. You've seen what they do in the blue cities. You see what they do where they control things in Europe, other places. That is just the beginning. The Islamic invasion, the coming after our kids, the pedophilia, all of it. I mean, just look at the Epstein stuff. Trump came out on Truth Social and said, they're the party of the pedos. They're the party of sexualizing kids. I'm the one banning men and women sports and cutting off the tranny funding. Yeah, you judge a tree by its fruit. So I'm with Trump. And I know Trump didn't screw these underage girls. They're all on record saying he didn't. But the cardinal sin was then going along with the cover-up. And I understand the Democrats already destroyed all the evidence, but not the stuff at the State Department. So we'll talk about that with Mark Mitchell coming up. We've got big developments on the Epstein front, some of the biggest yet. And it's completely backfired on the Democrats, like I predicted they would, but they don't care. They will blow themselves up like political suicide bombers to get Trump. Because they're operatives. They've been ordered to do it. They've all been blackmailed. Or they're psychotic ideologues, or both, depending on who they are. But I've been saying since it started 6 months ago, bring back Elon, bring back Doge. I told you it was dark money, both Republican and Democrat, mainly Democrat, but some Republicans. And now you've got multiple senators like Massey and Burchett coming out and saying word for word, I have the clips, what I told you 6 months ago. I know what I'm talking about, boys and girls. When I'm out on air for 2 or 3 days here and there, I'm not fishing. When you see a guest host here, I'm somewhere else in the country meeting with people secretly. Okay? So I know what I'm talking about. And I get called to these councils because they actually want to hear what I have to say, and they listen to me. And I don't tell you that to go, oh, I'm fancy or I'm cool. I want everybody else to understand what you're getting and the analysis you're getting is the best there is. And it's a huge responsibility. And so, you know, even a smart person will take a couple of weeks to write, a commencement speech at Harvard or wherever. I have to do the equivalent of that every hour, every day, and I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, I don't know how I get across to everybody that the crossroads we're at right now and the insane level of danger. And that this broadcast is not, as I've said, entertainment or it's my opinion and there's thousands of flavors of political BS. This is as close to on the bubble and accurate as you're going to get. And for the life of me, I don't know why I'm the best there is. General Flynn and Steve Bannon are as accurate as I am and more accurate in other areas than I am. But in general, total complete knowledge, I know more than they do. And I'm not bragging about that. Bannon people have said it. And that is a real responsibility. So before I hit all this, let me just tell you. When I tell you that I need money, I have been in a toe-to-toe battle with the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, the top Democrat Party law firms, spending over $300 million in their own filings trying to shut us down. In the process of hanging on for all these years, they've been exposed as frauds. There's criminal investigations of them, civil rights lawsuits. They're in deep trouble. But I know that this is a long march. This is a struggle. This is a exercise in perseverance. And so, when I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time. And because of your incredible support in the past, we have held out and continued in our mission to warn the world, not just leaders in the United States and government corporations, educational system and religious systems, cultural systems. And when I say my show, I mean all the guests, the experts, the crew, the reporters, everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big. But I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been. And back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to thealleyshowstore.com right now and take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right. Black Friday has come early. We always do this. We're not going to, but not this big a sale. We always launch it a week and a half before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale, the biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. The Irish Sea Moss, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. And here's why it's the biggest. We've done buy one, get one free before on individual items and things. But buy any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, get another bottle of Irish Sea Moss, or buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, get another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement free, including a supplement that costs more. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Plus, and this is why it makes it the biggest ever, for a limited time only, Ultramethylene Red is back in stock because they held some back. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit thealleyshowstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free, that are the top apps, just in the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones network, it's the same shopping cart on the app for your desktop or phone. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more and get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. That's like a form of a donation. We're also going to add a link at InfoWarsStore.com today. You can make straight donations on there so that we get all the money and we can get past the shortfall. So I don't want to spend our valuable time on this, but you are the backers of this operation. You are the InfoWar. So go now to InfoWarsStore.com where we got what'll probably be the final shipment of the highest quality fish oil and the highest quality turmeric, Body's Ultimate Turmeric, 95% cumanoid. Those are both 40% off. And you can also, there'll be a link up there on the front page soon to make it a straight donation. I want to thank you all for your past support. But you've invested in this operation. It's paid off in Global Awakening. It's been so incredible. Thank you so much for being at the heart of this operation. So I ask all of our family members in the InfoWar, all of our team members, all of the emissaries, all the ambassadors of freedom against the globalists, that now at the thick of the battle, as you see it peaking and peaking and peaking, just as I've said, I don't come out here and talk about civil war and their plans for insurrection and their plans for military coups, you know, and then you just to be, sound scary. And now they're openly calling for it. It's U.S. senators, members of Congress, CIA, because we're beating them. And it's the last move they've got. And the president's talking about them being arrested and charged with treason. And that's what it is. They already tried to kill him twice, so we know of. So now it's do or die. So stock up on the great supplements, the widest selection of paper apparel. Do your Christmas shopping early. Don't fight the crowds, any of that stuff. But just support the transmission. Now is the time. Now, Mark Mitchell, days after he was on the broadcast, got summoned to the White House to meet with the cabinet and the president. From the interview he did last week with his emergency warning to President Trump. We go to Mitchell's X and we'll show that video. Again, that shows the power of this broadcast and our guest. And it also shows how open the White House is to course correction. I've also had the DOJ reach out, not the task force leader, Ed Martin, that already did his job and reached out and has investigation blocked up and had others reach out and say, oh, actually, we want to. The point is that all of them feel the heat. Some because they're good and they hear our concerns and agree with them. Others because they're trying to hide in the administration and don't want to be spotlighted by us. And that was their biggest bitch on 60 Minutes and everywhere else in congressional hearings, that we would spotlight Soros operatives in the first administration and get them fired. The other people in the administration knew they were there, but they didn't want to have a confrontation with them. They didn't want to have the D-State come after them. Well, you know what? When something's the right thing to do, I don't think about what's going to happen to me. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. And that's not because I'm a hero. It's because I have integrity. And when you have integrity, it's not something you've got to decide to do. It's what you are. As I've told you a million times, I cannot sell out physically. You put a gun to my head and say, do this or I'm going to blow your brains out, I'd say pull the trigger. I made the joke a few days ago and said it was satire. I said I'd sell out to Elon Musk. And the joke was, I already agree with what he's doing in the government and everything, so I don't need to sell out to him because I'm already promoting basically the stuff he's promoting in government. But I then said, but I would take money from somebody like them, because I'll take money if you want to give me money. I mean, if AIPAC, which is not going to happen, wanted to give me money with no strings attached, I'll take it. And then I'll expose Netanyahu with it. If the DNC wants to give me money, they can. Of course, they're not going to. Now, the times I've had the globalists try to buy me off, and I've talked about it here, they had strings directly attached and say, you'll work for us. And I said, hell no. They said, well, now we're going to come after you. I know that. So they offer you a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs. I've refused it all. It wasn't hard to do because this is my mission. This is my purpose. I feel good when I do this. My conscience feels good. I feel closer to God. But as much as I want to fight, as strong as I want to be, I can't do this without your help. Now, let me recap what just broke and the new giant firestorm. Oh, Trump's threatened to kill members of the Senate and the House for saying that he should, you know, be resisted by the military in a coup when he gives illegal orders. And they're saying all over the newscast, you've seen them, this is illegal orders. He can't have Border Patrol. He can't have ICE arrest illegals. He can't have the National Guard out when a city is on fire. Yeah, Schumer's now flipping out. We'll get to that in a moment. But they've wanted to push Trump into this. He knows they're doing it. And I think it's healthy he's coming out and calling them traitors. And as he said in his first post, he said, if you're indicted and found guilty of treason, that's punishable by being hung. That is not threatening to hang you. It's saying you're doing things that George Washington or Abraham Lincoln or Andrew Jackson would hang your ass for. So they've doubled down. Trump is doubling down. And here's the latest video that I told you yesterday morning was going to be huge. But this is just one. They're all over the place saying the same thing. Trump's coming to kill the migrants. He's coming to kill the black people. They're teeing up the false flag. But here's the report that Trump's responding to.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
So I started the broadcast yesterday with this when nobody was talking about it. And I said, you watch, this is going to explode the next 24 hours. And then today, Trump puts out this first post. It's called Seditious Behavior at the Highest Levels. Each of these traitors to our country should be arrested and put on trial. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. We won't have a country anymore. An example must be set, President Donald John Trump. And folks posted, what would George Washington do? He'd hang them, and Trump said yes. So that's how fast this has escalated. But now Trump needs to put together all the clips of them calling for violence and calling for his death and calling for civil war and say, here is the treason. Here it is. And them claiming, oh, the ICE, you know, being in Chicago is illegal. And show federal court rules is constitutional. And just show this is their game. Here's Chucky Schumer just a little while ago, literally in the last 30 minutes, freaking out on the Senate floor. Here it is.
Mr. President.
Democrat leaders recognized.
Earlier today, Donald Trump shared a post on Truth Social calling for Democratic members of Congress to be hanged. He also posted a message that said, seditious behavior, punishable by death. Let's be crystal clear. The President of the United States is calling for the execution of elected officials. This is an outright threat, and it's deadly serious. We have already seen what happens when Donald Trump tells his followers that his political opponents are enemies of the state. Every time Donald Trump posts things like this, he makes political violence more likely. None of us should tolerate this kind of behavior. We all remember what January 6th was like. We lived through January 6th. We have lived through the assassination and attempted assassinations this year. We have members whose families have had to flee their homes. When Donald Trump uses the language of execution and treason, some of his supporters may very well listen. He is lighting a match in a country soaked with political gasoline. Every senator, every representative, every American, regardless of party, should condemn this immediately and without qualification. Because if we don't draw a line here, there is no line left to draw. Who would have thought the President of the United States saying his opponent should be hanged? It's outrageous. No president has ever stooped as low as Donald Trump. None. He has made political violence a feature of his politics.
Now, Abraham Lincoln, if we don't draw a line here, that's all.
There's no line left to draw. And yet today he crossed yet another line that no democracy can afford to tolerate.
We're a republic.
He must be condemned forcefully, loudly, and without excuses before someone takes his words as permission to do the unthinkable. Anything less enables the flames of hatred to grow and spread.
No, you, through your surrogates and through your fellow senators, keep calling for violence and keep calling for military coups. They already tried to kill Trump twice. So Trump says, hey, that's, if you get arrested, tried, convicted, that's punishable by death. Stop doing it. Then they go, oh, you call for us to be killed, ignoring what he actually said. I could spend hours here with Congressman Scalise shot and all the other people killed and Rand Paul beat up repeatedly and his ribs broken and lungs punctured and Charlie Kirk, and on and on and on and on and on with the violence. It's 99% against Republicans. Same thing in Europe. The left is attacking. The Islamists are attacking. The Antifa is attacking. And then Trump points out where we are on this trajectory, and you spin it. Now here's the angle, though. Though Trump's right to say this, this 100% tees it up with all their pre-programming for the false flag against the illegal alien demonstration, the black college, because they pre-programmed that. Trump and Ed Homan are going to kill a bunch of migrants. They're going to kill black people. So I say, okay, migrant protest, what they'll hit. Okay, black college, where else, black church, something like that. But then I said, before the No Kings first protest in June, I said, Maybe they'll false flag Democrat politicians and blame Trump, and they tried in Minnesota. Remember, it blew up in their face. But now, definitely, this is an escalation point that now it moves into the prime zone for some wound-up lunatic who's made a bunch of posts on places to be set up, to be killed. Somebody else does the mass shooting, blames it on them, something like that. Think The Shooter, Wahlberg's great film that came out 15 years ago. That's exactly how they do it. So now, we put the headline out earlier on X that we are now 2 minutes to midnight on the Civil War doomsday clock. Yeah, killed Trump with his own weapon. I mean, you go to these rallies, and, oh, we're going to shoot you in the neck, kill Trump, kill, kill, kill. They're foaming at the mouth. And then Trump says, this is treasonous. When you say use the military to overthrow him, which we know they've tried internally and been caught doing. And the DOJ back in January, when he first got in, even CNN said the military's got a plan to stop him and overthrow him. And then we learned inside they were doing it. Were there any indictments for that? No, and that only encouraged it. And behind the scenes, it's Obama, Brennan, and the rest of them that are pulling all the strings on this. Now, Mark Mitchell was on last week. What day was he on last week? Tuesday, Wednesday? Look, let's pull up the interview on X if you can from last week. I want to show people the actual headlines. They can see it that the White House saw, and they summoned Mark to the White House, and he contacted us today about it. He had a lengthy multi-hour meeting with the vice president and a bunch of other people, and the president was there for 45 minutes. And they listened about the issues, what people are seeing, how this can be reversed. And during that interview, I said, we need to get this to the president. We need them to listen. We know what we're talking about. Alex Jones knows. Mark Mitchell knows. And they're listening. Exclusive top pollster warns President Trump's numbers have plunged to historic lows, and that Trump doesn't correct his actions and messaging now, MAGA's doomed. And remember, he was saying this for months, but intensifying. He broke it again first last week. Now what's the top stories the last 2 days? The plunging numbers. Mark's got the real pulse. They don't need to fake these new ones they put out that mirror his because it's accurate. But it's okay. We can fix this. So Mark's coming up to talk about the White House meeting and more. It's the power of you, the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. So share the live feed from X. We're all shows now. Important stuff coming up. Tell everybody you know. Key intel coming up.
Real quick, I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones Store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home, day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now, like, my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But, yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, I need a lot of help, too. And I brought online that's really good for your dog if you give them, like, a small little amount of the food. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experience with this so far. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear, and we love to hear that. Honestly, I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop, so people can get, you know, get healthier and not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I've fluctuated weight-wise too. And so finding something that works is really important, and not to get hooked on those like high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, which so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.